Mind Your Farm Business on realagriculture.com is brought to you by RBC Royal Bank.
Welcome to the Mind Your Farm Business podcast on realagriculture.com. I'm Sean Haney, your host for this episode. The Mind Your Farm Business podcast is brought to you by RBC. We want to very much thank them for their sponsorship. Today's episode is going to be all about a bit of a buzzword, a word you hear lots, a word you read about lots, a word that, quite frankly, it's written and mentioned quite a bit on this exact website, realagriculture.com. Now, before we go any further, I want to ask you a bit of a question. How many times when you're talking about how to make your farm business better, somebody has said to you, you know what? You got to get a little bit innovative. So when I think about innovation in agriculture, I stumbled across this tweet from Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon. He says, I think frugality drives innovation, just like other constraints do. One of the only ways to get out of a tight box is to invent your way out. And I think this describes the attitude that many farmers and ranchers have across Canada towards the concept and the idea of innovation. So let's welcome today's guest. It's Rob Syke, the founder of AgriTrend. Rob travels the world speaking to farmers and livestock producers all about innovation. The first question I have for Rob is, how does innovation apply to agriculture?
Well, I think that as you glance around and spend some time looking at what's going on in the technological sector around the planet, and I spent a lot of time with Peter Diamandis of the XPRIZE Foundation, and just recently spent a couple days with Ray Kurzweil, who's the Director of Engineering at Google. There's innovation going on all around the planet in a variety of technologies and sectors. And what's interesting is to have a look at those technologies and bring them back to agriculture and try to figure out how they're going to impact agriculture. So innovation can be something as simple, Sean, as Alberta farmers finally kind of looking at pulse crops. And I know that on the eastern side of Alberta, guys are going to try to innovate by growing some pulse crops. And Saskatchewan farmers will say, well, that's not innovation. But for a farmer in Peace River or on the eastern side of Alberta, that may be innovation. Innovation really is about grabbing ideas, I think, from other parts of the planet or other ideas that you see other people doing and bringing that back to agriculture and your farming operation and seeing how you can integrate those ideas. And often, innovation runs hand in hand with collaboration.
You know, I think a lot, you sort of hit on a very good point there. I think a lot of times we think of, when we think of innovation, we think of technology. When we think of technology, we think of gadgets. But innovation is really about a much broader sector than just gadgets. Innovation is really about expanding your thought bubble, and it's really about new ideas and whatever kind of tool that is, whether it's tangible or intangible, to make yourself more productive. Is that not the case?
Well, I think so. You know, and agriculture is all about the allocation of scarce resources. So any place that we can use ideas to extend that allocation and improve efficiency is stuff that people will do. I mean, innovation to me is, of water use efficiency. How can we help crops use water and farmers use water more efficiently? Everything from what I'm watching happening with indoor farming operations and vertical farming, where they're growing high water containing vegetables and produce closer to the point of consumption, all the way down to farmers doing a better job of soil sampling arid agriculture, and that's going to be on the minds of farmers this year. And how can we use fertilizer and fertility to increase water use efficiency through the proper placement and proper mix of fertilizers, such as potassium chloride and boron, things like that? That's innovation, right?
Well, and you know what's interesting is that farmers are really dealt a lot of unknowns through the growing season, or even in a livestock operation, right? There's a lot of unknowns, whether that's weather or market conditions. And we sometimes, I've heard this people say that, you know, farmers are some of the most innovative people in any industry. Would you agree with that?
Well, I do. And you know, there's lots of examples. You know, you talk about the beef sector and the feedlots, and You know, most city people wouldn't understand the farmers playing around with drones and using drones to count the number of cattle in their cattle pens. But when you think about innovation and you think about the inventiveness of farmer, there's a great book a while ago I read called Drive, which basically says that the more time you spend in motion doing something which comes autonomously to you, the more you free your mind up to think. And farmers, whether they're driving down country roads and staring through the truck windshield, or they're in a tractor, combine, or sprayer, and they've got long times of basically running a piece of equipment that comes second nature to them, allows them to think through problems. And farmers are extremely inventive, and they're extremely innovative because they probably have more time to digest and think through ideas. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying that in a very, very good way. It's like a walkabout, or it's like a long drive, or just basically having some time to think through ideas. And farmers are extremely innovative when they put their minds to it.
Yeah, when you do put your mind to it and you're trying new things and trying to be innovative to, you know, essentially be more productive or come to up with a better solution, sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. How do you manage the cost of being wrong and in your process of trying to be more innovative?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, if we talk about technology, I'm a big believer in playing with gadgets, and I've got drawerfuls of stuff that doesn't work anymore. And I think that you need to allow yourself the right, you need to allow yourself the ability to fail. And that means you need to be able to play with some gadgets and technologies, knowing that not all of them are going to be integrated on the farm. The other side, I think, to reduce risk with respect to innovation is be careful how quickly you go forward. I mean, I'm on the advisory board with some farming operations, and, you know, almost every year we're going to plant a new crop that we've never planted before to try to see what that crop is going to do. But we're not going to plant 1,500 acres of a brand new crop. We're going to plant 150 acres and try it out.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, you know, you hear somebody say, well, I heard about this new product, and I heard one trial, I'm going to put it on my farm, you know, on all of my acres. And that's not being innovative. That's maybe being a little bit silly.
Well, it's kind of naive. I mean, I spent a lot of time working in the crop nutrition business, and micronutrients is a great example of that, really. You know, I come across lots of guys where they have a copper deficiency, and rather take one quarter section and prove to themselves that they actually have a copper deficiency by applying 2 to 4 pounds of actual copper and fixing the problem and proving that there's a difference there. No, they'll instead decide to put a quarter pound or a half pound of copper over the entire farm. The result is it didn't work. And the net comment back is, well, I tried copper, it doesn't work, and therefore I'm not going to go back to it because it doesn't work. Well, that's not being innovative. That's kind of just not making an intelligent decision. And I think that getting advice from people, and we have so much ability now to reach out to experts and seek advice to reduce the risk, and also to make sure that the innovations that you do apply on the farm have a high degree of success, that farmers need to take advantage of that.
So you've interacted with a lot of farmers around North America, and, you know, some of them are listening to this Mind Your Farm Business podcast. Are there characteristics of some of the most innovative farmers that you know?
Well, I think that they are playful in nature. They are competitive in nature. You know, I know that right now we're launching. This is the first season of the Canola 100 Agri Prize, where farmers are going to have a shot at growing 100 bushels of canola on 50 contiguous acres. And I'm looking at the list of contestants that have signed up for the contest, and they are going to be pushing the envelope. I heard the other day about a farmer, you know, thinking about how do I rig up my fertilizer to put on 100 gallons of liquid fertilizer per acre. Now, people listening to this are going to roll their eyes, but when you think about 100 bushels of canola, it requires a tremendous amount of crop nutrition. So there's going to be lots of innovation, Sean, around how do guys gear up to do that. And I think that the spirit of those kind of farmers is one of playfulness and one of challenge. They love a challenge. And so these guys are rolling up their sleeves to solve something that arguably hasn't been done before. I mean, I've read about over 100 bushels of canola, but this is going to be proving it. So I'm kind of interesting to see how much innovation is going to go on with the contestants, and I would bet it's going to be a lot.
You know, and a lot of times we think about innovative companies or business leaders in the regular world outside of agriculture, they are a little bit creative and maybe a little bit eccentric. And I think not being scared of failure is one of those things that is really, really important, or, you know, comfortable in your own skin if, you know, that you might be wrong.
Well, you know, Sean, even the early days when I started AgriTrend back in 96, 97, I had loads of people telling me, Rob, that'll never work. Farmers will never pay for soil samples. They'll never pay you to interpret what's going on in the farm. They'll never pay you for coaching, and they're sure as heck not going to run their farming operation on the internet. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a soothsayer, but the reality is all of those things have come to fruition, and a lot of times the characteristics of an innovator is a belief in oneself. To know that you've got an idea and to know that you're going to stub your toe periodically, but damn it, I think I'm right in the end, and to continue to be persistent to see that innovation through. It is not always easy. And I think that people think that innovators, by and large, are lucky or just brainiacs and stuff. Most of the time, innovators are just persistent people that want to seek out a better way.
A little bit of stubbornness. While we're sharing, some stories, your story that reminded me of, you know, starting Real Agriculture is, you know, people wouldn't watch, you know, farmers aren't going to watch videos on the internet. They don't use the internet, or, you know, they don't use, farmers don't like smartphones. And so I can really identify with some of those, having to push through some of those initial naysayers when you do have an idea.
Well, it's a great example. I remember when you started Real Agriculture, I shot congratulations to you. I thought it was a heck of an idea, and it took a lot of bravery and courage for you to see that thing through, and now you're one of the leading ag online providers of information to the marketplace, and hats off to you. People will say, well, look at that Sean, he's really lucky. Well, it's a vision combined with a lot of persistence, a lot of sleepless nights, and a lot of determination that allows you to seek your way through. So I look at innovators, you know, there's all sorts of things happening on the prairies today and in agriculture. I just came back from Australia, where I spent 3.5 weeks, 2 weeks in Western Australia, and their ability to try to conserve moisture is creating innovation around spraying out the weeds during the summer season, which is our winter, but they don't want to spray the whole field. They're just spraying where the weeds are, and now they're using autonomous robots to spray on herbicide specifically where the weeds are growing, and it's an amazing innovation that will catch on, and it's because it makes so much sense.
You know, you just mentioned Australia. In your travels around the world, where does the Canadian producer fit in terms of farmers being innovative? Are we at the forefront, or do we have some catching up to do, in your opinion?
My opinion says that, and I believe this, is does it matter where we go in the world, and I study arid agriculture, and that means broad acre arid agriculture, and that means whether it's been Kazakhstan, Russia, Ukraine, Brazil, Argentina, or Australia, those broad acre farmers learn a lot from Canadians. We've had the ability to conserve moisture. We've been doing it a long time. We're blessed with good education. We're blessed with good telecommunications, although most of the other worlds are passing us now. We're blessed with farmers that are real tinkerers in the garage. Like, how many companies have been birthed by farmers being innovative? And you go back and you think of Valmar Air and how that has changed the movement of fertilizer and seed. If you think about Precision Hawk and Seedmaster and all of these guys that have been competitive and working away at conserving moisture and figuring out how to do more with less, they've been tremendously resourceful and innovative. And those innovations actually have been recognized right around the world. So I don't think that we have to take a second seat to anybody when it comes to water management and stuff like that, irrigation and things like that. Other areas of the world are ahead, but you know, that's not a real big part of our agriculture. However, in southern Alberta, there's been some tremendous innovations with irrigation and stuff. So we don't have to take a back seat, and I think we should be pretty proud, Sean, of what the Canadian farmer and the Canadian agribusiness has innovated and passed on to the world.
Okay, Rob, well, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a great talk about innovation, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Sean. Have a great spring.
It was really great to have Rob on this episode of Mind Your Farm Business. You know, one of the things I think that really, really holds some people back from trying new things and trying to be, you know, just work their way out of that box, as Jeff Bezos alluded to in his quote in the opening, is this idea of fear of failure. And that was one of the things I really wanted to ask Rob about is how do you manage the cost of possibly being wrong? Now, the one thing we got to get straight here is that being innovative is not easy, and you're not always going to make the right choices. And being innovative for one person and that finding the right solution isn't possibly going to be right for the next. You have to do what's right for your farm in your farm business that ultimately adds to better and higher levels of productivity and profitability for your farm. One of the other things that Rob noted is innovation comes very naturally to Canadian farmers, ranchers, and producers. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of Mind Your Farm Business. I want to thank Rob Syke from AgriTrend for joining us. I also want to once again thank RBC for being the sponsor of this whole series. This is Sean Haney from RealAgriculture.com, and we'll talk to you again soon.